The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod.
As the spacecraft went over the horizon, capsule communicator Ken Mattingly passed along for the second time the word that all systems are a go, and we got the very terse Roger back from the spacecraft.
Merry Christmas from thelogbook.com. On this day in 1968, the crew of Apollo 8 got the best present of all, proof that their spacecraft would work well enough to get them home. The three Apollo 8 astronauts fired the massive engine of their Apollo Command Service Module, pushing their spacecraft out of lunar orbit and pointing it home. In 2003, Mars Express released a British-built Mars rover, Beagle 2. But contact between Earth and Beagle 2 was lost shortly before landing, and it may have crashed. Contact was never re-established. Twilight Zone creator Rod Serling was born on Christmas Day 1924, and in 1945, Star Trek The Next Generation showrunner Rick Berman was born. He took control of the Star Trek franchise after the death of Gene Roddenberry, and was the co-creator of three more spin-off series, Deep Space Nine, Voyager, and Enterprise. The Doctor's daughter, Georgia Moffat, was born today in 1984. She's the daughter of former Doctor Who star Peter Davison, and she's now married to former Doctor Who star David Tennant. Soyuz and shuttle astronaut Gennady Strakhalov died on this day in 2004. It's easy to take for granted that every Christmas will bring a new Doctor Who special, but on this day in 1965, the very first Doctor Who Christmas episode premiered, The Feast of Stephen.
The idiots. They've obviously got themselves into some kind of trouble.
It's all right. Of course, of course. What are you doing here?
Who are you? Do you know this man?
Yes, I mean, I.
He's the extra bloke from G Division, sir.
Yeah, it's all right. I'll look after him.
Well, if you know him, perhaps you can tell us what he's doing in a police box.
The what?
That police box across the yard. He claims to live in it.
A strange detour in the middle of the massive 12-part epic, The Daleks' Master Plan, The Feast of Stephen sees William Hartnell as the Doctor completely break the fourth wall to wish the viewers at home a Merry Christmas.
Here we are. What's this? Now, we so rarely get a chance to celebrate, but this time, we must.
Celebrate?
Yes. It's Christmas. Don't you remember the police station, Christmas?
So it was, yes.
Here's a toast, a happy Christmas to all of us.
Same to you, Doctor.
Sir? Incidentally, happy Christmas to all of you at home.
In 1998, a strange life form called Laika found its way onto Lex, and it brought a gift. New series star Xenia Seberg as the new face of Zev.
Laika, where are the other two astronauts?
I ate them both. They were tasty.
See? She's a killer! A stone-cold killer!
Both. Why did you eat the third?
I use his protein and Zev's to make you a present.
A present?
Because I want to make you happy. I looked inside you while you were sleeping, and I took the form of a girl I saw there. I knew right away that I liked you.
What are you talking about? What present?
In 2005, the newly regenerated Doctor had to heal up in time to save Christmas. This was the first Doctor Who episode starring David Tennant.
Here we are then. London. Earth. Solar system, isn't it?
Jackie. Mickey. Blimey.
No. Hold on. Wait there. I was going to say. There's something I have to tell you. Something important. What was it? No, hold on. Shh. Oh, I know. Merry Christmas!
What happened? Is he all right?
I don't know. He just killed over. But who is he? Where's the Doctor?
That's him. Right in front of you. That's the Doctor.
What do you mean, that's the Doctor? Doctor Who?
And in 2012, the Doctor found a new helping hand to battle an alien menace. In fact, she was so helpful, she was impossible.
My bustle is stuck!
Your bustle? You're going to have to take those clothes off. I didn't mean...
I know. I understand, I do.
Good.
Now, what's the plan?
Who said I've got a plan?
Because you've got a plan, you took that.
Maybe I'm an idiot.
You're not. You're clever, really clever.
Are you? If I've got a plan, what is it? You tell me.
Is this a test?
Yes.
What would it do to us?
Kill her.
That's the way to do it.
So come on, then plan. Do I have one?
Oh, I know what your plan is. I knew straight away.
No, you didn't.
Of course I did.
Show me.
Why should I?
Because we'll be dead in under 30 seconds. Do I have a plan?
If we'd been escaping, we'd be climbing down the building. If we'd been hiding, we'd be on the other side of the roof. But no, we're standing right here.
So?
After you.
After you.
After you. I'm wearing a dress. Eyes front, soldier.
My eyes are always front.
Mine on.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The Logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by Earl Kane.
I'm gonna spend my Christmas with a Dalek and hug him underneath the mistletoe. And if he's very nice, I'll feed him sugar spice and hang a Christmas stocking from his big left toe. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
To you.